Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country, the place where American patriots come together as one united people. Today's Thursday, April 4th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist and I'll be hosting the show. And tonight we're going to have a special guest, Karen Schoen. Karen is an expert on Common Core, and we're going to get into the true meaning of communism, indoctrination, and how in order to take over a country, to convert it from a free society to a socialistic, communistic society, you go after the children, which is really sad, and that's what Common Core is. We'll get into the details about that. Just to let some of you know who got the email notice, I was having a couple of problems. I had some scheduling changes, and I won't try to explain how all the mix-up happened, but I had listed Karen Bracken, who's also a Common Core expert. We're going to have her on at another point, and Diane Kepis, who's also a expert on Common Core, and she will also be joining us at a different time, but today it's Karen Schoen. So apologize for the confusion there. I've been working on scheduling all three of them because Common Core is so critical. I mean, it's just amazing when you stop and look and see what has happened to our country over the past 50 years. It started longer than that, but this whole mentality of one world order, this whole the liberal progressives, the socialists, the communists, whatever you want to call them, who don't believe in American values. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe that you have the right to work hard and get something extra, that you have the right to work to whatever success you want. They think that there's a few people who are the elite, who have the power, who have the right to just go out there and dictate to the rest of us because they know better, the Bloomberg syndrome, if you want to call it that. Bloomberg, he's got a lot of money, so he thinks he owns the rest of us. We're the peasants, and he's the king, and he's going to tell us what to drink and how to walk and what kind of car to drive and, you know, smoking cigarettes because he thinks he's king and he knows everything. These are people who don't believe in freedom. They think the rest of us are a bunch of serfs and peasants and slaves to them. But in order to make this thing truly work, they have to indoctrinate, corrupt, brainwash, whatever you want to call it, the children to change their attitude. Just think about what happens in a communist society. So we're going to get into this big time. But before I go any further on that one, I want to also mention, please plan to tune in next Thursday, same time. Haven't changed the schedule yet. I am working on that, and that's going to happen this month, trust me. Next Thursday night, 7 p.m., we're going to be having a special on notary fraud. This is... I won't go into all the details as to how this all came about, but there was a personal situation, and then one thing led to another and started me and a couple other people started researching notary fraud. Tom Pastore did the majority of the research on the topic, and he has put together a report on it, and he is going to explain, you know, here in Florida, and it's, I believe it's true in probably most states, but Florida is openly admitted out there. You can do certain researches out there. Florida is unique when it comes to notary publics, and the whole process is because anybody can be a notary just about. You don't even have to prove you're a citizen to be a notary public. A state-commissioned officer of the state of Florida signing legal documents or witnessing legal documents, and you don't even have to prove that you're a citizen. You can just say that you are one, and, you know, it's just crazy. And so anybody for about $79 can be a Florida notary public. And in so many respects, it gives the appearance, for those who are less than honest, to be the key or the license to commit fraud. And Florida is number one in identity theft and property theft. And we believe these things are all related. But anyway, Tom Pastore will be here next Thursday giving a detailed report. So please plan to tune in. And my computer is playing games with me, but so let's hope... I can get this thing going here. But going back to the Common Core, and I see Karen out there, and we're going to introduce her in just 1 minute. Common Core is massive, massive brainwashing and takeover. And the only thing that I'll actually kind of say before I go to Karen and let her really take off on this, I remember all too well when I was in school, and we were being taught about communism and how bad it was, because here in America we're free. We get to do things. We get to make up our own minds. We get to read books. And we get to decide who the government is. Remember April Fool's Day show? The land of the free is April Fool's Day anymore. But, and you know, we were really taught, and we were taught how the Chinese people and the Russians all brainwashed the children in school, what they did to tell them that freedom was bad and liberty was bad and that communism, you know, this way everybody's equal and you get your, you get a place to live and you get your daily ration of foods kind of food kind of thing. And we were taught how bad that was. But when you find out, when you listen to what this Common Core is about, that is exactly what we have become. That is what Common Core is. Common Core is doing what we said we didn't believe in, believe what they did in communist China and communist Russia, out there using the school system, using the children to brainwash these kids. And so if you're in the chat room, I went out there and I posted the link to this one document. Let me give that to you. This is one of the documents from the government that talks about, whoops, it looks like it closed down my thing. I may have to open my chat again and put it back out there. But anyway, I'll post the link out there. And the document is actually called, if I can find it here. Let's see. It wiped it out, and I'll have to go get it again. The book is, it's called Promoting Grit, Tenacity, and Perseverance, Critical Factors for Success in the 21st Century. True to government form, they always try to make everything sound wonderful, sound rosy, just like sustainable development sounds so wonderful. Who would know that sustainable development was one world order and one world government, mass public-private partnerships, and the takeover of the free society, of the free market? But that's what it is. But they always come up with, you know, people who are in public office, they're politicians and they're marketing. They're the masters of marketing, the master scam artists, if you want to, con artists, because they can make anything sound good, even though it's out there destroying you. On that note, I'm going to bring in Karen Schoen. And hey, Karen, how are you?
Hi there, Sally. How are you?
Oh, well, now that I got my
I heard you. You were terrific. That's what happens when you get started on one of these topics.
Yes, yes. It's hard to stop.
It
so
is.
Please, just for those who don't know you, go ahead and give us a little bit of background. You're a true American patriot out there fighting for the right cause, which is freedom. And you've been involved in this for quite a while.
Yes, I actually have. I've been involved with this since the 60s when I was trained as part of my teaching profession in the New School of Social Research, which is where all of this started. That was John Dewey's school. When education was changed from education into training / manipulation. And as we were going through courses, one of my jobs was to train teachers in this new, quote, modern education. And when I realized that modern education was nothing more than psychological manipulation, and those were the kinds of classes that we were taking, I elected not to do that. But I did realize in the 60s that there was a major push to change our schools from that of freedom into that of slavery, because the school concept of school to work comes right out of the Soviet model, which was used as school to work. And you were talking about sustainable development, Sally. That's actually how this all came about, because the sustainable development is based on the Russian city-state, and the schools were training grounds for the industry that was in that city-state. So the child went to the coal mining school to learn to be a coal miner or whatever the industry was. They would go into that school, which was sponsored with the government and the industry. Sound familiar? Sounds like a charter school, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And this is where it all came from. And actually, President Eisenhower, in the late 50s sent a commission over to Russia to study the Russian school models, and this is what they came back with. So all of this has roots in the old Soviet.
Wasn't it Eisenhower who kept warning us about the military-industrial complex and this whole thing?
Yes, which just shows me how much they really all lie. You know, watch the military complex while I take over the schools and destroy the schools. Watch the green environment while we come in and destroy the farms. So they have you watching one thing while the right hand is doing something, the left hand is doing something else. And what we've learned through the years, those of us who know about Agenda 21 and have studied it, that it is all-encompassing. It encompasses every aspect of human activity. Agenda 21 would never be able to take root with any thinking person because you can dispel most of their theories when you go and look at the evidence, which never supports what they're talking about. So how can they change? How could they change a group of people that believed in freedom and liberty into a group of people that would be a nanny state looking for the government to take care and manage their lives? And you had to do that through education or indoctrination. And that is really how all of this started. The thing that I realized after, you know, being a teacher and investigating all of this is that all of the plans, whether it was Goals 2000 or Millennium Goals or American Goals or whatever they wanted to name the program, or No Child Left Behind and then Common Core, they all have the same ideology running through them. They may have been updated and upgraded to meet the new society, but they all call for exactly the same things. They call for technology to take over, for kids to be trained as early as possible, hence cradle-to-grave education, and that the child, who they call human capital, and I find that so offensive, and anybody that supports Common Core, how can you call your child human capital? But that's what they call them. Their sole purpose was to work for the state, and whatever that child's reward was through their efforts of working through the state. So we've taken our children, and where I and you had the advantage of an education where we learned a variety of things, a variety of methods, a variety of life experiences, and then we got to choose what we wanted to be when we grew up. And if we didn't like what it was, we got to change it. I mean, how many people had many different careers and things like that? Those things will not be available for our children once Common Core is completed. Your child will be on one path. That will be the acceptable path that will be acceptable to industry and government. And that is what your child will be doing for the rest of their life. When we were in school learning about all of this, we used to say, yes, they are training you for a job. What is a job? A job is just over broke because you're always working for somebody else. So you don't have the ability to gather wealth for yourself. And communism, which is what this is rooted in, does not believe in a middle class that can accumulate wealth. They only believe in the upper class and the lower class who works for the upper class. So they're changing our lifestyle of America to fit this model. And that's really what this is all about. This is not about educating children. These could care less whether educating children was even part of it. What they're doing is putting in force the mechanism to change our children into worker bees so that they will work for whatever preferred business or industry the government wants them to work for. And they are putting the child on a path to follow along. And if the child has changes their mind, there will be no changing of mind. It won't exist. And it's a very, very sinister plan, but let's talk about it, that plan for a minute as we know of it today, because this one seems to be the one that has captured most everyone's attention. All the other government programs, No Child Left Behind, they all basically do the same thing, but none of them got the play of this one. And I would say that that was because prior to now, the technology never caught up with what they wanted to do. The concept was always to track people through technology. So it does not, it didn't make any difference. Your head scan, your eye scan, your hand scan, whatever it was, anything that you put on any form that you filled out would all go into a national database, and all of your information would be shared with everybody who wants it. And that technology wasn't really available until now. And that's what Common Core is basing a lot of what it is doing on, that technology and that ability to create a national database, which your child will be doing as part of Common Core, because they have removed the textbooks. And somebody said to me, Karen, why are they removing the textbooks? That doesn't make sense. Why are they giving us a Kindle? It doesn't make sense. You know, my child has a computer at home. Why can't they use their home computer? Because the equipment that they are giving or demanding that you get to fulfill your Common Core obligations will have algorithms built into them which will be able to track, you know, your child's movement or your child's thought process, and then nudge or guide them into a track that they feel fit for your child. So if you got up in the morning, one morning, Sally, and you said, oh, I would like to be a hairdresser, and you answered questions like that, and then, you know, 4 or 5 days later, like kids do, I want to be a veterinarian, or I want to be a something else, your kid will be tracked into whatever it is that the computer feels they should be tracked into. And
there's truly a robot to the system. The government's going to say, we need so many people to do this now, so that's what you're going to be done. But it's very similar to truly what happens in China and the communist countries with the Olympics today. They go out there and they see a young person who seems to have that gift, and so then they're taken away from the parent, and they're trained in this program, and that's what they're going to do. They are told what their role in life is going to be. It's not a choice, and you don't get to change your mind. You just do what they
exactly.
do.
Exactly. You are right. Exactly right. That is exactly the way it works. I happened to be on a radio show yesterday, and Patricia Levesque, who is Jeb Bush's high chief in the Chiefs for Change, was on before me. I did not hear her interview. I did hear it in the podcast afterwards, and she made a statement that sticks in my mind forever. And first she said that people think that Common Core came from the federal government. It didn't. Well, that's a lie. That came right out of Common Core, folks, came right out of the stimulus bill. And it was hidden in there as we were all, our attention was diverted on health care, in slid stimulus $4.5 billion in a program called Race to the Top. And the governors who supposedly went to this meeting can you imagine the governors going to a meeting and determining all of the Common Core standards at one meeting? I don't think that happened. But that's what she led everybody to believe. Oh, they went to a meeting and they all agreed that standardization across the country is the direction that they should go in. Now think about that. That is so opposed to what America is about. It gave me the knowledge that they have no idea what America is about, because standardization was never supposed to be America. America was made of, well, at that time, 13 colonies, but 50 states today, that each one is supposed to be different. And that's what made us so exceptional, was the fact that if I didn't like living in New Jersey, which I didn't, I moved to Florida, which is where I wanted to move to. We have that ability. And if what was being taught in New Jersey was not something that my child, I wanted for my children, I could move to a different state. That was the purpose of states uniting for a common purpose. The purpose was not so that everything would be standardized. The purpose was that you, the individual, would have a choice to go wherever you wanted to get the best for you so that you could be the best that you could be, because the best people working together with the best people create incredible things. And that's what we had for many, many years. But since
there's two other pieces I'm going to mention real quick. The Bush family has all been about one world order, and Jeb Bush was and George Bush, George W. Bush, were all big on Head Start or No Child Left Behind. Yeah,
right.
So they've always been pro this. And the other aspect of this, which is the true disgust we should all have of these people at the state level, they once again surrender state sovereignty to the federal government, because the federal government says, here, we're going to give you all this money because we want to make sure all kids have a good education. I mean, that's the way they promote this garbage. And then the governors of your states literally sign away the sovereignty of a state.
Well, let's look back for a minute at when this happened, the stimulus bill. What was going on in the states? We had massive foreclosures. Foreclosures hit a city or a county dramatically, because massive foreclosures is massive loss of tax revenue. Since your schools are mostly funded on the ad valorem tax, and that is attached to your private property. So if your property is in foreclosure, or your property is not worth the value that it was, then your taxes are reduced. And once your taxes are reduced, the school districts have a squeeze. So does the state. And that was what was going on. So in walks the federal government with this race to the top. It's Phil, so good to say, race to the top. Oh, yes, we want to be in race to the top. Why? Because if you're in race to the top, you have the ability to win a grant. Well, let's take a look at the grant. Florida got a grant of $700 million, okay? Race to the top was signed by Charlie Crist during the time when the legislature was not in session. So nobody knew about it. Nobody investigated what was in the grant. No school district ever got a copy. No parent ever got a copy. No one got a copy of Common Core because it wasn't written. And yet Governor Crist signed on to get this race to the top grant. So $700 million came to the state. $350 million went directly to the Department of Education, and then $350 million was distributed through the school districts. Well, if you figure out per child how much each child was worth, each child was sold for $67 into future slavery. And that's really what it amounted to. This is not a program about helping your child learn. This is a program that is all about money. The people who are involved in it will make a fortune, because Common Core demands that you only use a specified technology with a specified program that all fits in the Common Core mantra, so that the assessment, which is tied to Common Core, will be met. There is only 15% leeway for a state to make a change. 15% doesn't really amount to very much. So the school boards have no say, the districts have no say, the state legislators actually have no say, because this was all done before, when they were not in session. They then came into session, and they were told that they should sign the Race to the Top grant application, and they voted on it. And when I asked Senator Evers why he voted for it, he said, because we already got the money and it was spent. And I said, okay, so you got the money. The money was spent. Did anybody look to see what was in Common Core? Does anybody know what it is? Does anybody know if it's good for the kids, bad for the kids? I mean, I knew what it was about, because I knew all about Race to the Top, and I read all of the documents. But Our legislators never did. So again, we now had a group of people who signed something without reading it. What a surprise. Not only did they not read it, it wasn't even written. So why would you sign on something that to me is nothing more than an education fad instead of an education fact, because we have this unproven product that we have no idea what the content was, except we were told it was internationally benchmarked. Red flag, red flag. The only place international benchmarks come from is the United Nations. They come right out of UNESCO. And that a national database would be provided. And now we have Charlie Crist's signature on this, which has no funding source for a national database, no acknowledgement of what a national database is going to entail, no discussion of survey questions that will be on this national database and what that will entail, and no knowledge of what Common Core has, what the standards are, and what the curriculum following those standards must be. And Patricia Levesque said, Common Core is standards, not a curriculum. Well, if you, in order for your child to go from grade 1 to grade 2, they're going to be taking an assessment. And that assessment is going to be asking them questions that would be in Common Core. Now, do you think you could teach them something else and they could answer those questions successfully? No. So what are you going to have to follow? Common Core. So you are locked into Common Core and all of those books and materials. You are locked into that technology at a cost of X. You are locked into that curriculum that was written by European socialists, and we are supposed to say, isn't this wonderful for our kids? Yeah. It does not compute in any way, shape, or form. The only thing that computes is money, power, and control, and the guidance of kids into this environmental mishmash of teaching kids that their parents, their families, human beings are the enemies of the earth, and that God must be replaced by government, and that the United States should take a backseat to the UN. So that's what is in this curriculum, what we are discovering now. Why did our legislators sign on to something without reading it? Well, that's a good question. I can't answer that one.
They should all be fired when they do this kind of stuff. But when we speak of those, I will put a plug out there for there's one person in Washington, D.C. who frequently says, abolish the Department of Education. I only know of one. I hope there's others,
yes.
But I only know of one.
I agree with you. And I hope
with Rand
that
Paul.
In... And Rand Paul, you are absolutely right, and I hope sincerely that the people in Florida, before they vote for a new governor, will take a look at the people that are being offered. Forget the party. The party is irrelevant. Listen to the people. Look at their actions. How could anybody vote for Charlie Crist when he signed on to something that is going to bankrupt the state? See, all of these programs that really come out of Agenda 21 have one purpose, and that's to bankrupt whoever gets started with them, because they don't make sense, they never end, and they have absolutely no financial concern at all. So each one of these programs, whether they're environmental, whether they're energy, whether they're food, whether they are school, they all have the same purpose, and that is to bankrupt whoever gets involved in them. And this way, then the people have to go back, the states have to go back to the federal government and say, knock, 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 we don't have enough money to do our national database. We don't have enough money to put in the technology. We don't have enough money to increase our bandwidth. Well, then the federal government gets to say, oh, well, we're printing plenty of money, so we'll give you some of it. Sign here, but by the way, don't read that paragraph that talks about all the strings that you're going to have attached to that grant. And that's where we have to become savvy. And that savviness is go to your meetings and say no to grants, because every grant that we take that comes from the federal government has strings attached to it that you will not recognize for years to come. And that's the way they write their materials. Nothing ever happens
today.
That
truly is the way the federal government has taken over the states. This is in the states surrender their state sovereignty to the federal government by doing this. This is the exact same thing, and this is true with everything.
Everything.
Transportation, the stupid scam rail that's coming through here. The Fed, you know, these idiots that are in Tallahassee, and I'm calling them idiots, but I don't know, and whatever else you would want to call them.
Well, I call them useful idiots. I've been calling them useful idiots. That's when I write to them now, I call them useful idiots. And I say, that's what you're being called by the people who are in opposition. So I write, dear useful idiot, because that's what they're behaving like. All they're doing is the bidding of the progressive communists who want federal control of everything.
Yeah, and I mean, it just amazes me these people pretend, and also some of them I think are truly genuine who really want to do the people's work and be public servants, and with my own estimate, that's somewhere between 5% and 10%. The rest are truly there for any kind of self-serving benefit they can get, and they really do not care about selling out this country or the state. So, you know, wait a minute, if I can get some money for this, I can work with CSX like our good old friend Micah. On the transportation side, but they do the same thing on the education side. Who can we get in bed with to do these deals so that we can make some extra money? All these various organizations, associations they get involved in while they take money from the handouts from the federal government. The federal government's broke, people. So why would anybody in the right mind think they should be taking money from the federal government? But this is the greedy, self-serving attitude of most of the people that are elected to public office.
Well, we go back to, we're going to have an election in 2014. Are we going to listen to the useful idiots tell us the same people all of a sudden had a come to realization that I might have done the wrong thing, so you send me back and I'll do the right thing? Excuse me? I don't think that works. Or are we going to be smart enough this time to actually grill the people and say, and look at their past performance and choose people who will do the job and not worry whether what their initial is after their name and make sure that we put the right people in office? Because if we don't do that right now with what Obama's doing with this Organize for America, you know, he's going to be all over the country pushing the progressive, lying progressive ideology, and that's what we have to combat. We can only combat with the truth and shows like yours and people writing letters to the editors and people calling their legislators. Right now, Sally, I think Washington is broken and there's very little that we can do about there, except I told my legislators that we should be impeaching Obama, period. There isn't any other thing to do. The man needs to be impeached. He is destroying the country, and he's done so on so many fronts. So the answer that I got from that one was, well, you know, we don't have anybody in the Senate, and we can only start it in the House. We can't do it in the Senate. And my answer to that was, wouldn't that be a wonderful battle cry to elect the right people in 2014?
And right you now, know, and you know, you're talking about the White House occupier doing his grand tour out there. That's exactly what he's out there doing. You know, he's not worried about running the country. He's worried about trying to get Nancy Pelosi back in and taking over control of that House so that there is no challenge to anything that's going on. As much as
exactly.
I have no use for the two parties because, the Republicans are in bed with the Democrats for the most part on many, many things, the fact that they're in two different parties, they will pretend to bicker and they do stop a few things that way, even though they're truly not representing or doing the people's work as they should be, kind of thing. But, I mean, Obama doesn't care about running the country. He's out there, and how much is it costing us for him to fly all over the place pretending to work while he's really just doing his fundraising? It's despicable. And what does it say about the two houses of Congress when they won't impeach him?
Right. You're absolutely right. So that, you know, that is what I'm telling everybody right now. We have one thing that we can say, and that's impeach him. because we could impeach him. There are so many. I was told that Daryl Issa has enough on Benghazi to impeach him from here until tomorrow. With Fast and Furious, they've already completed the investigation and there's enough to impeach him. And my question is, so what are you waiting for? And, of course, the answer was, well, we couldn't get anybody in the Senate to do it once we start the trial because, you know, it has to be consummated in the Senate, which is why I said, well, then isn't that a wonderful thing for people to vote for the right people to get into office? And if that was your battle cry, you might actually have a chance of winning because you might be showing leadership, which has been missing for the last 10 years. So, but getting back to Common Core and why it is so dangerous is, let's just take a make up.
Excuse me for just a second. Well, we do have a caller who's got some questions, so go ahead and finish that thought, and then I'll go to the caller.
Oh, I was just going to say, for the majority, they're taking teachers out of a program called Teach for America. And what they've done is they're pushing everybody, all the kids, into going to college. Sally, you'll love this. I was reading online today that kids that want to become cashiers in McDonald's should now have a college degree and 2 years' experience. Excuse me. That one blew my mind. But let's really put college in perspective to what it is. Look at the price of going to college. The purpose of government pushing kids into college, especially when college is not really teaching much of anything except their own ideology, is one, so that they become indoctrinated, fully indoctrinated, and two, is that they are in such massive debt that in order to get out of this debt, they will either have to, quote, volunteer, or they will never be able to own anything because debt goes against your ratio when you're trying to get a loan. And if you're in a lot of debt, you're not going to get a loan. So if the purpose of our new America is so that the middle class will be destroyed, then attacking the college kids and loading them down with debt so that they can go be a cashier in McDonald's and never be able to pay off their debt ensures the fact that they'll never be able to buy a house, never be able to start a business, because they'll never be able to get money from any place.
Exactly it. Total domination over the people. The middle class is gone, and we've been converted to a bunch of serfs. On that note, let me get this person, and I think I know who it is. Yep, it's Mom Patriot. Okay, let me open the line. Hey, Mom Patriot, you're on the air.
Hi, Sally. Hi, Karen.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. It's Karina. I just wanted to make sure that I gave a shout-out to Karen and for all the hard work that she's doing to stop Common Core in Florida and to let your listeners know that I love the website that Diane and you put together. It's amazing. It's full of information, and Dr. Ephraim has just got so much information there. I just wanted to make one point. What we need to also be reaching out to is the home education community, and I know you are, Karen, because
yes.
I don't think that they are recognizing, because they think it's just public school, I don't think they're recognizing the extreme danger that that is putting our rights as parents to home educate.
Yes, and you know, just look at the treatment that the Justice Department and Obama are giving to the family who came from Germany, and they fled Germany because they could not homeschool their children. And here they are in America, so we are accepting illegals and drug smugglers, and we're going to give them amnesty, but a family who was forced out of their own country because of homeschooling can't get asylum in America. That is disgraceful. But more than that, that should be a clear message to homeschoolers. Once Common Core is fully in place, there will be no such thing as homeschool because there will be no need. Going back to the textbooks, Common Core relies primarily 99% on technology. How easy is it to delete something off of your computer? It's real easy. So if I want to take out a section of history and replace it with something else, I can do that real fast. How easy is that to do in a textbook? It's difficult. And that's the one of the reasons why there is a major push to use technology. And believe me, I don't think that we should not use technology. That's not what I'm saying. But by using one and not the other at all, we are putting our children into a position that, does anybody know what they're reading? Does anybody look at their Kindle? Does anybody look at the lessons? Nobody's looking. And that's the other part. When a kid has a textbook and mommy looks over his shoulder or knows the story and reads along with the child, it's a wonderful thing. And it's also a very, very connecting. Parents become connected to their children, to their family that way. I used to love to read in my house because my mother would, we would stop and then we would talk about a story or relate a paragraph to what happened to us. That's how you learn life experience. But if all your child is doing is looking at an iPad, what experiences? Who are they communicating with? Nobody. And also the other thing with the technology, nothing was really greater of that feeling of accomplishment when you finished a subject and you closed the book and you were able to say, wow, that was a great book. I read it from beginning to end. I'm proud of myself. I accomplished something. That doesn't happen with technology. There is no beginning to end. It's always a continuing stream of information. There is no, quote, downtime that you can sit and relax and think about your accomplishment, which was the textbook or the book that you just finished reading. In addition to that, because the push is school to work, over 50% of the books that are being read are going to be taken out and training manuals are going to be put in its place. Now, how good is a kid going to love, oh, man, I can't wait to go to reading. I can't wait to go to my literature class and read the training manual of IBM. How exciting is that?
Well, one more point, and then I promise not to take over your show, Sally.
That was fine.
What we're trying to encourage people to do on my show is to reach out in their neighborhoods and by using it's a book, it's called The Neighborhood Project. By touching base and reaching out and starting discussions with our neighbors, we're going to be hopefully encouraging people to build relationships with people and start conversations. And then, you know, this is something that we can reach out that I've talked to Democrats, Libertarians, Republicans. Common Core is something that we're all agreeing on. It's a massive takeover of our parent rights.
You're absolutely right, and that's why I advocate that we have to stop all of the adjectives, all of the hyphens that come in front of the word America. They should be gone, and we should be Americans. This is an American issue. This is attacking the American schools, and it has nothing to do with your race or your color or anything. And that is, you're right, that is the approach that we should be taking, and those are the things that we should be talking to our neighbors about. Because I truly believe people are upset. All the polls, if you look at all the polls, they all say the same thing. 70 to 80% of the people are upset. They don't like what's going on. They don't like this. They don't like that. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. Well, if you took that 70 to 80% and actually had a conversation with them, we would find that we have a lot more in agreement than we have in disagreement. And if we realized that we have a lot more in agreement, we'd be able to have conversations. And then we'd be able to act, which is exactly what the Communist Manifesto advocates against. Divide and conquer. Keep small groups. Then you can demonize someone. We have to be Americans, and we have to go after the American issues like education that is destroying our country. And once Common Core is fully implemented, there won't be room for a free America because our children will not learn about it. One of the parents sent me an article, sent me a lesson, and I think it's on Glenn Beck's website, and he said that in the book that he was, in the lesson he was doing with his daughter, there were, I think, 16 paragraphs and references. Oh, 6 weeks they were studying the Earth Charter. Well, for those of us that don't know, the Earth Charter comes out of the United Nations, and it advocates that the United Nations grants you your rights. Isn't that nice? And they're spending 4 weeks on the American Constitution. Well, excuse me? Where are we living, and what are we doing? And our children should not learn anything else until they know the Constitution by heart, and until they know what every single amendment stands for by heart. And then when they have that made that decision, it's time for them to learn about other governments. But until you fully understand your own government and what gives you freedom and liberty and pursuit of happiness, and you understand that and can explain it, then there is no way you should be learning about somebody else's government, because then you're subject to somebody else's interpretation and not your own.
Well, I remember a while back for the first round of the first election of the White House occupier, the First Lady, First Lady-to-be at that point, was out there saying about rewriting history. And
yes.
I tell you, what's going on right now is all part of this. I mean, literally, and I don't know whether this was Common Core or C-Scope or both of them, the literally teaching children that the Boston Tea Party was an act of terrorism and 9/11 were the freedom fighters. You want to talk about something being totally anti-American. It really is just so outrageous how these people are trying to destroy this country. And, you know, like you said, a lot of people are opposing it or are mad and frustrated, but trying to get them to turn off the football game and get engaged in what's really going on, study the Constitution, because right now I don't believe too many of them in public office know the Constitution, either at the state or the federal level. And but people got to get involved. The article I went through a couple weeks ago, it seems so appropriate, is 300 million people versus 545 politicians. 300 million Americans versus, and it's like, wait a minute, people, do you not understand 300 million versus 545 corrupt politicians? What is wrong with this picture, people? We have the power to take back our country if you'll turn off the TV and take action.
Well, I hope, and I am hoping, and Karina and Diane and Dr. Karen Ephraim and everybody, if we are all singing the same tune, we are so powerful. When we are diverted, we lose power. And if the power comes under Stop Common Core, and that's the first one, well, then maybe from there people will wake up, because the next one, as we both know, Sally, is our property rights. If you're teaching kids that they have no rights and that their rights are granted by the government, well, they're certainly not going to think about owning a piece of property. And they're not going to understand the value of property ownership, and that the only way that you are truly free is when you own your person, your business, your land, whatever is yours. You have to own it without somebody else managing it, telling it what to do. And Common Core takes your child's life and yours, the parents too, because you're involved as well. Because the child will be answering questions that are about you on those forms. So your life will be an open book with Common Core. But it takes the ability for the locale, the school board, the local, the parents, and the teachers to have input in the child's education. And that's not what American education was. The day that we put in the Department of Education was the day that education, American freedom and education, was gone forever. Because, as we know, the ruling class is so corrupt once they get power, and this gave them a tremendous amount of power. And the government that rules best is the government closest to home. So we are giving up our children's future, and we are saying, oh, government, you take the responsibility to educate my child. Well, that's not America. That certainly will not bring freedom and liberty to anyone. And if we continue on this path, American history, Sally, is taught starting in high school in 1865.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe
that.
And when I wrote a letter to the Florida Department of Education, an email, and I said, I'm going through your materials and I see that that the history of America starts in 1865. How did the children learn about the founding documents and the founding fathers? And the answer that I got back was, oh, don't worry, they'll get some of those, they'll learn about those, some of those documents in the government class. Well, now we have a Department of Education with a head of curriculum who's making almost $100,000 a year who doesn't know the difference between history and government.
it's really not funny. It's pathetic and it's disgusting.
Very sad.
And so I tell you, I do my best whenever I can to hand out constitutions to kids and to their parents. I have taken copies of the Constitution and faxed it to a few elected politicians because I know they don't know what it is, and if I had more time and money, I would make sure I got a copy to every single one of them, and I might send them one copy a week until they figured out what it was because they don't know. Okay, and here, I've got this oath here that says you solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
They don't love the bill. They don't read the Constitution.
That's right, and that was why when I realized when Patricia Levesque made that statement that she doesn't know why anybody is upset. This is not coming from the federal government, that all of the governors signed on to this. I'm sitting here thinking if all of these governors signed on to this, then there isn't one governor that knows anything about America, and I don't think any of them have read the Constitution, except the four that said, now we're not doing that. And that, of course, was Rick Perry, who was very fortunate to have Robert Smith as his commissioner of education, who took a look at this and said, the Texas standards are so far superior. Why would we want to go backwards instead of going forward? And we've actually had, there have been reports. There's on our website, agenda21today.com, if you go into the store, we put together a CD. All the documents are there. You can download it yourself, or if you want it in CD format, we'll sell it to you. But there is a history of education, and included in that is the Race to the Top grant. And I'm taking you through how this started in education and where we are today. So there is plenty there for people to realize that this is not about education. This is about psychological manipulation to train your child to work for some government-approved job and to create a situation whereby the government becomes God and is best, and nobody will go against the government. No dissenters, no dissent, nothing like that is allowed. Nothing is acceptable. You have to be a bobblehead, yes person, yes. And the saddest part of this is the loss of what we're doing to our children. I was a math teacher, and when I looked at the math problems, and I don't know how your head can wrap around the way that they do the math problems. And the worst part of that, Sally, is they won't even accept, like if the child comes home and mom says, well, if you do it this way, it's a lot easier. And then they go back to school and they write the answer. That's unacceptable. They have to do it exactly the way the methodology of Common Core demands that they do that. Well, math is a very incredible discipline. And the reason why I loved it was because math taught me a lot of organizational skills, logic, reason, critical thinking, order, priority, all of those things I came away with by learning math skills. That's gone. All of that thought process is gone. Your child will only be capable of taking an assessment, which, by the way, is a measure of value, not fact. Fact is no longer taught in school. This is what I'm told. It's unnecessary to teach facts because those facts, you'll just cram up a kid's head and they won't be able to. What if they don't need the facts that they have? Well, who are you to determine what my child needs and wants? They shouldn't have be able to know. They don't have to be able to recall every fact every minute, but they certainly should be able to say, oh, World War II, let me go look that up. And I sort of know about this battle, but I don't remember where it was, but I have the ability to go look it up. going to be gone. Right. Because all we're doing is training our kids to push a button and find an app for that. If they don't have an app for it, what are they going to do?
We definitely don't teach kids how to think. And that's when you say race to the top, it's really a race to the bottom because you're limiting what they can do. You're refusing to let them expand the horizon and come up with new inventions. You don't come up with new inventions by being stuck in a box where you can't look out in any other way and you see a very, very limited view of what's going on. And it's race to the bottom, it's race to the top.
You just said something really important, Sally, new inventions. When was the last time in America anything was invented? When was the last time in America that we had a Bill Gates moment or a Steve Jobs moment or, somebody else moment? The last time that we had anything that was new and exciting and different was fracking. And what happened? You have millions of environmentalists who have no idea what the environment is and what they should do with it. Believing that everything that you do is bad because that's where the kids are being trained in school. So it's a full circle. You're training the kids to do this, and then you're going out and you're putting them in a world and you're tying their hands and you're only giving them an assessment of which they get a choice of four. That's it. You know, you go and you take a test, an assessment, so they give you a paragraph to read and they give you a choice of four. So a kid then is only capable of making a decision from a choice of four. What about my own decision? You don't get a chance to make your own decision. Well, what happens
now,
if my answers, your answers don't fit my approach? That's no good.
Exactly. You have to fit the mold. You're molded to do whatever. You are a robotic peasant to them, and they're going the servants to whatever they say they want you to do. Now, I do know we're getting close to the 8 o'clock hour, so I know you are going to have to get on your other show, I believe it is, and I want to make sure if you want to go ahead and give the website again and any last comment, and then we're going to have Mom Patriot. She's got some things she wants to share with us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, our website is agenda21today.com, Truth in American Education. And then there is another one that is called Stop Common Core. If you go on agenda21today.com and you go into the education section, you'll find a list of all of these wonderful websites. People in different states, here's the neat thing also, people in different states are coming up with the same conclusion. And that's a fabulous thing to unite people. It's wonderful, and it's wonderful to see, and it's wonderful to see people picking up and saying, this is something that is going to be a disaster for our country, and we have to fight to make it right, because it starts in the school, it's going to end in the school, and if we pick up the school and guide in that direction, then we have the ability to then talk to people about other topics, because when they find you're telling the truth about one thing, they will move to the next topic with you because they will trust you that you're telling the truth. And that's really what this is all about. This is about telling the truth, getting engaged, educating others, sharing information, and acting upon it. And that's what we're doing. And it's a wonderful thing to be involved with fabulous people. More and more people are joining us every day. And now we have to get to those 535 people because they seem to be the ones that haven't gotten it yet. And the ones in the state, believe me, the ones in the Tallahassee are not any different than the ones in the federal government. They're being run by the same group of slime, lobbyists, special interests. And once, you have to tackle your state and you have to tackle your local school boards. And before I go, please learn facts and don't go in and say Common Core is communism and then get mad, because nobody will understand what you're talking about. So there are many tools that will give you the facts, like it is against education code for the federal government to get involved in curriculum. That's why they say the governors picked it up when the governors did not. But they did. They were forced into it. So you have to look at the words. The left are incredible wordsmiths. And you have to get involved. Folks, we're at a spot right now where we cannot afford to sit on the couch anymore, and we cannot afford to just watch that football game. We have to act because it's in our hands. We're the ones that did it. We're the ones that can undo it. And thank you so much, Sally, for having me on.
Thank you. Appreciate all the information. We'll be talking more, and this is just a very key issue. So thank you again, and until next time, have a good evening.
You too.
And bye-bye. Bye. That was great information, and it looks like Mom Patriot's going to have to drop off, too. She's got another call, but Mom Patriot, if you're still out there and you want to throw another award or two in before you have to go, please feel free to.
Yes, thanks. Thanks. Karen brought up some really good issues. Once again, I just want to give a shout-out to the Neighborhood Project. If you research it through Google, you'll find it at the Liberty Empowerment Institute. It's a fabulous book that will teach you how to reach out to your neighbors in a nonpartisan way. And I just want to encourage your listeners to start conversations. We need to recognize that our teachers are getting misinformation, and like Karen said, by offering them facts and information, we will be able to empower our teachers and our PTAs, and then, you know, go and testify at your school board, go and speak, because that's going to be, especially in Florida, I believe all the school boards are on public access television, and we'll just be able to get the word out that much easier.
Yeah, it really is. People have to understand we have the power, 300 million versus 545. And, you know, I can't remember what's the population here in Florida. It's how many versus the number in Tallahassee. It's the same thing. We have the power if people will get engaged and take action. We're the ones who let this mess get here. And, you know, the saddest part is how many people have maybe already been converted and indoctrinated to this nanny state where they expect the government to tell them what they're supposed to do. That, you know, anybody to me that loves Bloomberg is a nanny state socialist already. I don't know if there's help for those people. that's that mentality. Yes.
I really appreciate you letting me spout off and ran off. I do. I actually have to run to the same conference call that Karen's going to be on, but I really appreciate you talking about this, and have a great night. And I shared your link with some groups on Facebook because you're doing a wonderful job. Thanks, Sally.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And we're going to be talking about Common Core a lot for this month, and I really want to try to get as much info out there as possible. And I know you got to go, so thank you again. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Okay, we will continue discussing the Common Core issue. Any others out there want to call in and start discussing it? I will openly admit I am not the master of the details of it like Karen and Mom Patriot and some of the others are out there. I know the basics of what's happening. I just don't know a lot of the nitty-gritty to it. I've listened to a lot of Glenn Beck lately. He's been putting some really good specials to educate people on. This is, again, like Karen was saying, this is part of the stimulus package. It didn't start in the stimulus package. This whole mentality of one world order, indoctrinating the people, the children, that's all been part of the process over the years. The Agenda 21, this has taken many years to get here, but we are at this critical point now where they've been building and building and building, and now it's just a matter of pulling the plug, which is the states going to the states for the money, all the games they play with the states, play with the states, and these people who are in public office who sell us out, they don't recognize their own state constitution. They don't recognize the federal constitution. These people who do this stuff, you know, I'm not trying to be cruel or outrageous or dramatic, but they are traitors. Their actions are treasonous. When you go and do these kind of things, you destroy, you reject that constitution. You rejecting when you are sworn to uphold it. I mean, here, this is literally the sworn oath for the senators, and I believe it's the House. The House and the Senate, I believe, have the same oath. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Well, how many are out there trying to stop them from saying so help me God for this oath, and how many of them truly do what this oath says? I mean, if you know any, like I say, people know I was a Ron Paul fan. I'm a Rand Paul fan these days. Don't like everything that he has done, no more than I did on Ron Paul. But I truly believe the Ron Paul and Rand Paul are the two closest to that Constitution of anybody. If you know anybody in Washington, D.C., or in your local government, state government, who truly governs by the Constitution more closely, please tell me who it is, because I don't know. And this is why we're falling apart, because we don't have people who truly believe in the Constitution. If these people would honor their oath and follow the Constitution, there is no common core. It's that simple. It is definitely not the federal government's role to take over public education. It is the state's role to do what they want with education. It is not the federal government. But then you got to go hold those people. In this case, now it's Rick Scott and the gang of thugs of Tallahassee who are out there wanting their hand out from the federal government because the federal government has free money. Free money with somebody, you know, where are these people? What kind of Kool-Aid are they drinking? Or maybe they're not drinking enough of the Kool-Aid so they'd get out of the way. I don't know. But they can't believe it. That is so ridiculous. It is so much garbage. Well, you know, it just beyond me. They all admit that the federal government is bankrupt. And you know, I've said it a couple times in the past week, and I'm going to be saying it more and more because people better think about what's really happening here. We're going to have the Great Chinese Purchase. We had a Louisiana Purchase in our own history. China's history is going to be the Great Chinese Purchase, where they come in and buy up the United States, because they own most of the United States now. And why? Because of the people we have in public office. And as Karen said, it has nothing to do with parties, and Mom Patriot was saying it too, nothing to do with the political party. The political parties are part of the problem. It's time for people to be Americans. I've been preaching that for years, and little by little, people, I think, are realizing if we're not united, we're not going to survive. We will be controlled under the United Nations, who will say we don't have the right to own guns. And when we talk about that property right, it was the founding fathers, Washington and Adams, I believe, were two who spoke of it the most. Your liberty is tied to your ability to own property. If you do not have the right to own property, you do not have liberty. To be rationed food is not liberty. To be told, okay, here's the compound that you're going to live in, and you're in cell block, whatever. You know, you may not have bars on the windows, but you truly are a prisoner of that environment. You are not free. And Common Core, in Texas they have C-Scope. And this, Karen was talking about Rick Perry. Well, anybody that knows me knows I'm not a fan of Rick Perry. And anybody that knows anything about liberal progressives and things like that is, Rick Perry is not by any means, he's not what you'd call your strongest constitutionalist. He has been big into the toll road piece, spelling off the infrastructure to foreign entities. He is a liberal progressive. However, when forced, when you know the don't mess with Texas thing comes around, he had to actually start listening to the people of Texas, and he did actually surprisingly do the right thing and push back on Common Core. However, in Texas, it's interesting. In Texas, they have C-Scope, which is, as I understand it, pretty much a spinoff of Common Core. Maybe not quite as to the extreme, but it's close. I don't see him stopping C-Score. The other piece of it is, it's Texas that does so much with the books. Texas is the one that reviews school books and changes history, rewrites history, takes it out. And then the rest of the country seems to follow. And I don't understand why the rest of the country follows, but that is happening. We don't have damn mad Granny Taft out there because she's from Texas and she could tell us a lot about how they do that with these books out there. But they are part of the problem too. So Texas is, it was good that Rick Perry pushed back, and it put the subject out there a little bit louder, so there was a little bit more discussion of it. But he, there's other things going on in Texas that I think he needs to account for, and he needs to be a true constitutionalist, too. He could be a little bit stronger on some of these things. But, hey, we'll take whatever we can get for the time being. At least they're doing something out there. At least they're doing something. So, and I see some people coming into the chat room. If you got any questions or comments, please feel free to put them out there. I'll read them off. And if anybody, you know, wants to talk, go ahead and call in, 347-857-4364. And make sure you press 1 to speak on the air. If I see you out there without pressing 1, I just let you stay there and listen. And anyway, Common Core, it truly is the most basic, fundamental piece of converting a free society to the socialist, communist society, all part of Agenda 21, all part of sustainable development, a liberal, progressive movement to destroy this country. And you just see it as a cancer all the way through. And you just got to say, what is it with these people in public office that they would, why would they sacrifice? Why would Governor Rick Scott sacrifice the Constitution, state sovereignty, the United States of America? Why would he do that? I don't understand what these people's loyalty is. Is it strictly because they're out there trying to get rich off the people and they're really just too dumb to understand the consequences of their actions? Is that what it is? You know, when it comes to the White House occupier, he is a socialist. He doesn't. He believes he is king, and the rest of us are his peasants. That's what he thinks. There's those two classes of people, those on top and then the rest of the peasants down below. And that is what he is. That's what he believes. Now, obviously, he can't come out and say that, but he demonstrates it in his various actions is what he does, giving people free cell phones. Well, we'll give the peasants a phone. This way they'll think we're giving them something free. And those people who are dumb enough to be working over here in the middle class who have to pay for it, whatever, just ignore them. They'll go away in time because they won't be able to afford it. We're going to take down the middle class. And that's what's happening. The destruction of this country is right before us. And if anybody can't see that, you're just not paying attention. And I really strongly encourage everyone out there, when you get the chance, if there's any way possible, when you see some youth in your community, do what you can to give them a copy of the Constitution. Give them take the opportunity to talk to them about the Constitution. Understand what liberty is. Especially teenagers, younger kids, they say, do you want to own a car one day? Do you want to be able to drive a car, own a car and drive one day? Well, this other thing is not going to let you do that. Sustainable development says you, as the individual, does not have the right to own property of any type. That includes a car. Why do you think they're pushing mass transit? Mass transit is key. Now, in the case of Congressman John Micah, which Rhino Micah, can't stand the guy, as you can tell, he's out there pushing all the rail. With him, I don't know if he's thinking of it in terms of liberal progressivism as much as he's out there thinking, how much money can I get back and how many ways I can wheel and deal with CSX because I want to be a lobby for CSX and I want to make more money off them. So those are his friends. So he's out there on the transportation committee and all this other stuff. He's getting rich off of us. How many more earmarked deals can I send to my daughter's company? You know, that he's doing that. So I don't. The unintended consequences is that he's moving in a liberal progressive manner, but it's probably more to do with his greed than it is to truly convert, you know, us to a communist society. But it's all the same difference, and he needs to be replaced. Please do what you can to reelect no one. Do not, and I mean, like I said, in my own opinion, there's about 5 to 10% of those in public office today who truly, genuinely believe in the Constitution, who truly, genuinely represent the will of the people. And I want to see those people stay as much as we possibly can because we need them, but we have got to clean house. If they've been there forever, they need to be replaced. John McCain, oh my goodness, please give him a one-way ticket home. Please give Lindsey Graham a one-way ticket home. And, of course, Marco Rubio hasn't been there long, but he's been there too long as far as I'm concerned. He's been there in the Florida House and in D.C. He's been there too long. Well, look who's here. Damn mad Granny Taft. She is here. She's a little bit late. She missed the first part of the discussion. But I'm sure she'll chime in at some point here. So you just let me know when you're ready to voice your opinion on Common Core or C-Scope that you've got there in good old Texas. And the all the craziness of Texas books, how they, you didn't get to hear it earlier when Karen Schoen was on talking about Texas pushing back on Common Core, but Texas has its other problems out there when it comes to education. But at least they did push back on Common Core. This, I wanted to see if I can get into this document here. There were things, Glenn Beck was talking about, he gave a list of the documentation. The stimulus package, like Karen was talking about, was where Common Core was hatched. This mentality to indoctrinate children via the educational system isn't new there, but the stimulus package was so easy for them to slip it in there. That's the way they do things. Who was looking? Who reads the bills? I mean, the sleaziness and the unethical actions of these people is unbelievable. But in this, so there's a section in there about the summary of education or educational summary, whatever it is, in that talks about how much money they're giving them, how they're going to buy the states into it, basically, bribe the states into it. But this promoting grit, tenacity, and perseverance, critical factors for success in the 21st century, this actually talks about the data mining. And Karen talked about this too, but this one here gets into a lot of the how they're going to, you know, they're going to treat your children like lab rats. They're going to monitor their behavior, try to dissect what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and which one's good to do this and this and other stuff. And there's even MRIs involved in this. But taking the data mining every aspect, and really doing a massive evaluation of the individual and what you're supposed to do and what they want you to do and how they can control you is so despicable, so anti-American. Let's see if I can happen to find a couple of the specific things that Glenn Beck was talking about here, and I could actually state it, but I did send you, I put the link in the chat room, so you can go down and you can download a copy of it. Let's see. Okay. Overview of measurable constructs, measurement approaches, methods, examples, and trade-offs. An evidence-centered design approach to measurement. I mean, they're talking to these children, talking about our youth, our children, like they're some kind of lab rats. That they're going to put them in a cage and see how they behave. They'll throw a few nibbles of food in there, whatever it is, and do everything they can to control. And goes back what Karen was talking about on the books. You think about when it's been so critical through our history that we have access to the media and to no censorship of books. We're allowed to read anything, these kind of things. And what they're doing is so anti-American. To not have, try to truly imagine what this means when your children, or adults as well, when you don't have access to that information. When you can't go and say, well, why is the grass green, and you want to go study it? Well, they're going to say, no, you don't need to study that. Don't worry about that. How to grow food. You're not going to know how to grow your own food because they don't want you to know that. They want to control you. Anything and everything that they can do. It's all to control the people. It's to totally destroy the middle class, totally destroy the United States of America. That's what this is doing. How do you convert a free society with free will, people of free will, into a socialist communist regime where they can control you? And I talked about this a little last couple weeks from time to time because I watched the series on the Bible, and there's just something I find interesting when you see it in such a way, when it's presented as a documentary like that. There's always this group of people who always think they're supreme and the rest of the peasants. You always see the two classes. I mean, that's what you saw throughout the Bible. And Jesus was not doing that. Jesus was treating everybody with dignity and caring about everyone. But you had the other gods or whatever they thought they were, messiahs that they attempted to be, whatever it was, putting themselves above the rest and controlling them. And so what is the mindset? What is it in some individuals that think they are superior to the rest? What is it in the mindset of Bloomberg that thinks he is so much better than the rest of us and he has the right to tell us how to live? And at the same time, what about all the peasants? The peasants that were there, they were so happy when Jesus was there, someone who actually respected them and treated them with kindness instead of trying to abuse them. And so you could see that they truly appreciate that. But in the overall scheme of things, the people, there's too many, I'll call them sheep or whatever, peasants who seem to think that somebody should tell them what to do. So there's a certain mindset, but America was so different. That's why we had a revolution. God gave us a brain. We need to use it. God gave us our rights and not some other individual, not some other human individual. So what is the problem here? And you go back what Common Core is doing. You've got to look at it in detail of how they truly manipulate history, truly control. And it's coming true. Everything I was taught was so bad when I was in grade school to, you know, communist people won't let control what their people can read. They don't have free media. They don't have access to the media to see whatever they want to see out there. It's controlled and censored. Well, that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing here. We are truly destroying the youth of America. Now, let's see here. I'm seeing some comments out here. Okay. Let's see. he has a God complex. Yeah, and that's the truth. A couple of them do. A couple of them have a God complex, and we need to remind them that they are not God. The masses have got to unite as one people. Karen mentioned it too, get rid of the hyphens. We talk about that all the time here. Be Americans. This whole thing with the Hispanics and the illegals and even political parties, these are all ways to divide people into factions. The more you divide people, the more control you have over them. So it's just so true when you see what's happening here. And again, that's a little bit off of Common Core per se, but it's all a manipulation of the human condition. How can we brainwash these people? How can we control them? What is it about some people, such as King Obama, who thinks he should rule us? Why does he think he knows better? And I'll tell you right now, I don't know about the rest of you, but it's disgusting that he, instead of dealing with, he's not going to write a budget. Budget's not important to this president. It's more important for him to go raise funds so that Nancy Pelosi can take over the House. That's what his job is. The last thing he should be, he should be a campaign manager someplace, but he should never be the president of the United States. He shouldn't be allowed to be there. But we have two houses of Congress that don't want to do anything either. And what do you call these people? And, you know, Karen was talking about the elections coming up, and obviously, that's a key thing. We need to do something. But it's not going to matter if the elections are so rigged and so controlled that I personally don't believe the White House occupier was elected, honestly. I believe it was corruption. And I see that in Florida here. You know, I have been more involved with the GOP in the past. I know how corrupt the GOP is. I don't think it's anything different on the other side. That the two parties have rigged the system so much that they control who they want in there, and the liberal progressives keep winning. Why in the world is John McCain still there? Why is Lindsey Graham still there? Why did the GOP, some truly stronger conservatives in the state of Florida, such as an Alan West, they wouldn't help him. The Florida Republican Party didn't help him. Nothing. They wanted the liberal progressives in there. So please reject anything to do with the crazy political parties. They are not our friend. They are destroying us. I'm trying to think of what else was going on out there today. Oh, well, make sure everybody gets used to my new word for GOP. I reverse it and I call it POG. So the GOP is now a POG. POG, POG. Piece of garbage. That's what I call the GOP. If you like that, start using it. Spread the word on that one. POG. The GOP is a POG. Piece of garbage. And get rid of those people, too. And then, let's see, what else? What else was going on? There was some other news today. Well, I heard about Mr. Rubio was out there. He's been out there saying he's going to make sure that people have time to read the information about the amnesty program, well, he calls it immigration reform, but the amnesty program. So he was going to do that, but Senator Leahy said, told him to mind his own business and they're going to push it through as fast as they want. Well, I see Media Texas is ready to get into this discussion. Hey, damn mad Granny Taft, News Texas.
Hey, my heroine, Miss Sally, Miss Florida. Go get them. Sick on Sally.
Anti-pog. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I had a fit. I went over to my brother's as usual, and I looked at my watch, and it said 6:20. I said, oh, crap. So I flew back here so I could get in on the last hour anyway.
Okay, well, thank you.
One of the things that's going on is the AP's decision to stop using the term illegal immigrant.
I heard that. Oh, my goodness.
They don't want to, what did they say? Oh, God. CRS again. Label people. Well.
Oh, my goodness.
If you call me an American, you put a label on me.
That's right.
You know, and I'm going, so they decided to change their style book. Whoop-dee-damn-do. You call a pig a pig, a sow a sow, a spade a spade.
But did you hear, there was the one thing that was actually pretty funny, totally surprising, I think, to most of us. Janet Napolitano did actually say, well, they're here illegally, so they are illegal immigrants.
I read that. She says, well, they're here illegally, and they are immigrants, so it makes them an illegal immigrant. I mean, what are you going to call them, a cat's tail?
So, but just, that was just totally different because of everything, all the nutsiness Janet Napolitano does with Homeland Security and stuff.
You know, and
she,
they had
a bunch of illegals, but that was okay.
They had a fit because this senator, I forget what state he's from, called them wetbacks. Well, I'm sorry. Back in the day, they were called wetbacks because they didn't dig holes and tunnels to get over here at that time. The only way they could get here was to swim that damn river.
Right.
So their backs did have to get wet to do that.
Right.
Now, I was always told, if you're going to do the deed that puts the name or the handle on you, then you have to learn to live with it.
Well, do you remember a while back there was a big stink about the Washington Redskins, that somehow calling them Redskins was somehow insulting to Indians?
And you know, the Indians should have found it to be a compliment that they were so, and I think about all this kind of stuff all the time. They were considered fierce warriors.
Right.
It's a compliment.
It was. It was a compliment.
It's a compliment.
The finest strength.
In other words, if you have someone, if they didn't have respect for them and didn't hold them in high regard and high esteem, they would never want to use their name. And why don't people start using their heads? I have common sense. You have common sense. But where is everybody else's?
Got me. I don't. It's one of my favorite sayings. It's only common sense, but sense isn't common.
Well, I figured they must have their heads stuck up their butts.
That, or they've got it into somebody else's that they want all the goodies, and they're trying to, you know, rip us off by kissing the rear end to somebody else.
No, well, I'm telling you, it's just amazing to me how people can get their butts up on their shoulders over stuff that should actually be a compliment, or if they'd stop and thought about it in a positive way instead of only looking for the negative, you know, and that's what we've got going on in this country today. It's so easy for someone to take and turn something into a negative, and everybody's want to follow them off the cliff like a bunch of damn turkeys.
Well, it comes to the decline of the culture. We used to be a people that, wanted more knowledge, and we invented things, and we did better. We wanted to work. But now you've got this entitlement mentality that whatever you can get free is what it is. And, you know, I go back and forth trying to understand how did we get to this point. And, I mean, I think you can take insurance as a perfect example where, you know, you had insurance. Well, it's a product that people need. There is truly a need to pool money together so that in a time of crisis and you need that extra coverage, you have a way to get it. So by pooling your money together, that's supposed to do that. But then you have these insurance companies who didn't want to pay the claims, and you also had people who wanted to get money when they really didn't get it. Which one came first? Was it the greedy insurance company who tried not to pay the claims? And then the people got defensive and said, well, you know what, they do all this crap, I'm going to go out there and rip them off every which way I can, and then they do the other. What is the problem with the human condition? We used to be people who believed in hard work and that there's nothing wrong with working hard, but now we seem to have this mentality that whatever we can get free, whatever kind, you know, and you think about the culture of corruption of D.C., they come up with all these stupid programs to give to their friends. So when you think that you're going to get a tax break on something or the free cell phone, some people are saying, you know what, I'm entitled to it. I didn't get a bailout. They bailed out the banks, but they didn't give me a bailout. So then you're out there trying to get anything free, and it's like, whatever happened to just being fair? I mean, what about, you know, getting paid for a decent day's work kind of thing? Whatever happened to that core value that we used to have, and can we get it back?
Well,
are there enough of us that we can actually get it back?
Yeah, it's like my dad used to tell me, if you go to work for somebody, you give that man, he's paying you for 8 hours of work or however how many hours, you give that man 8 hours of work for that paycheck. You earn it.
Right.
And that was what I was taught. You go to work and you work. You give him a fair day's work for a fair day's wage. Now, along came the, I don't want to say the 60s, but I guess I'm going to have to because this all happened after I graduated and the next group that came along, or my group, I guess I'm going to have to accept being part of that group, but I wasn't part of the group. They decided they didn't care about what people thought. And then came Dr. Spock. And his, don't tell your kids no. And that's where we're at. You know, we had FDR, was it FDR that introduced the welfare system? And, of course, we had to rename it because we don't want anyone being ashamed of the fact they're on welfare.
Yeah.
You
what's
know,
the name they have for food stamps? They call it some other kind of assistance.
Well, I don't
something.
Know. It's still welfare to me.
Yeah, I mean, welfare.
Government assistance, some kind of crap. But
well, it shouldn't be at the federal level. It should be at the state level. You should be doing it through the churches and, if you need to, through your local governments. But it should all be controlled locally and that kind of thing. It should be the federal government.
But that's where it all started. That's where it all happened. And then we've gotten these Democrats in, like Hillary, and we had the peanut farmer, and, you know,
Carter.
They're we don't want people to be embarrassed, and we don't want them to have to stand up. And if you're willing to hold your hand out and take what's being given to you because you're too lazy and you're lying to the government and you're cheating, but we don't want you to have to use that name because you might be embarrassed. You know, why shouldn't they do it? We're making it easy for them.
Well, that's it. And, you know, the same, it goes across the board. You know, no child is supposed to lose at a competition now. Wait a minute. A competition was to show, one, if you worked hard and you had a gift to do something, you'd be successful. Not everybody's meant to be a gymnast or whatever else, or a rocket scientist or an auto mechanic, whatever it is. But, you know, but you can't have a contest. You can't challenge the competition to children to compete against each other because you don't want to hurt their feelings if they lose. You know what? Life is about losing. I mean, you lose, you win and you lose, you know, a little bit of both. And there's nothing wrong with realizing that you can't do everything, and that, yeah, when you actually practice more, you did better and you got a higher rating for it. You got a you won more. Yeah.
The other thing was that if you lost, you worked harder. If you wanted to really win, then losing taught you that you had to work harder at it.
Exactly.
The other thing
if you really wanted it, yeah.
was, if it wasn't that important to you, then you quit.
Exactly.
If it was mom and dad's dream and it wasn't that important to you, you just sat down and quit. But mom and dad can't have that. They're the ones losing the trophies, not the kids.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, it's a very sad state of affairs. And, you know, we were talking about Common Core earlier. You think about it, homeschooling. Do parents care about the fact that they're losing their rights to take care of their own kids? But then again, maybe some of them don't care. I don't know.
They don't even know it, though. This is what happens in the schools. 3/4 of the parents that have kids in school do not read those notes that come home. They don't read the papers that they get them to sign when they put the kids in school. They just do it because
they've got built-in
babysitters.
Built-in babysitters. And you think, when you think of all that stuff, I mean, that's already halfway there to Common Core. Dump the kids off, and then Common Core is going to take over. And you know, maybe in 20 years you'll see your kid after they've grown up and done whatever.
Well, this is so what Stalin did.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're not teaching the kids about communism anymore. And 3/4 of the kids that are raising the kids now, the children, the young adults that are raising, don't know about the communism. They don't know the story and the horrors that went with it and go with it. Because they weren't taught.
No, we're totally not teaching history, and we're taking away the books that have history. We're rewriting history. There's no founding fathers anymore. And when we say all people are equal, that's supposed to mean, with the exception of the elite, the rest of us are peasants, and they're going to, you know, ration our food and our needs, and then, you know, we'll live, but you're not going to have free choice. No free will, no free choice. But see, free will and free choice isn't fair to somebody who chooses to not participate in the process. And not to be engaged in the process. So for those of us who worked 2 or 3 jobs while we went to school, worked 2 or 3 jobs after school so that we could get some extra money to buy a house and things like that, there's not going to be any incentive to do that. Because they're going to take anything away from you. They don't believe you have the right to own it.
They're telling everybody, you want to buy a home, go down and take a loan out. They're fixing to do that again. As Hillary Clinton so ably put it, every American should have the right to own a home. Well, they do. Every American should not be told no if they want to buy a home. Well, if they can't pay for the damn thing, they've got to be told no. And then she, in the next breath, I heard last night, she is contemplating running for office.
Well, of course we all knew she was going to do that. That's why she switched her side, her position on the gay marriage thing. You know, I mean, if you ever want to look for some really extremely superficial, hypocritical people, just look at those who are in public office today. How many of them aren't there? But yeah, and so the White House occupier, he's out there trying to get Pelosi control of the House, and at the same time, I'm sure he's going to be encouraging and promoting her takeover of the House so that they don't have a constitutionalist in there. Notice I don't say political parties. They want to have another liberal progressive in there in 2016. And I sure hope that we're able to get past that and actually get constitutionalists in there if people wake up in time.
And you know what's amazing? If she sat and let that man get killed in Benghazi, she allowed that to happen. She knew it was happening. She lied about a health condition to go into the hospital so she could be prepped and primed to come out and lie about what took place. We know that it was the Clintons that set up the downfall of the housing market because of their give everybody a loan. And people are going to jump up and down and dance because Hillary Clinton's going to run for office.
Pretty scary thought if you ask me, but that's because we know what she does and what she is. And is there going to be another alternative out there? Unfortunately, because you have one big melting pot between the two political parties, what are we going to be able to do to combat her thing out there? I don't know.
Well, have you heard about Mr. Carson?
Ben Carson?
The surgeon? The brain surgeon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, last I heard, he was talking about maybe running for Congress, but and you know, his comments has been as far as running for president, he really never sought the presidency, which is what we need, somebody who doesn't really want it. But if he's called on to do it, then he would do it. So I would definitely be able to support him. And by the way, he's a no party affiliate. How many people remember that?
He tickles me when someone asks him, well, what if they came after you? He says, I don't care.
Exactly. He doesn't care. And I love it when he talks about education. I mean, he talks about his own education and reading a book and what it means. And I want to get, because you weren't here in the first part of the show, Karen Stone was talking about how Rick Perry pushed back on Common Core for Texas. But you guys got C-Scope out there, right?
We've got what?
C-Scope, C-Score.
I don't know.
Okay, it's one of those two that's in Texas. That, if I'm saying C-Score, I think it is. That is the same basic idea of Common Core, but didn't Rick Perry just push back on Common Core?
I'm not sure. I haven't been paying attention to that.
Okay.
I have to apologize, but. Like I said, the same with my brother. My brain is toast by the time I get home. I hear, but I'm not paying close attention.
Okay. Well, she was talking about that he pushed back on it, and I was talking about the other aspect. But then the other thing I was talking about, too, that most people don't realize is what Texas does with the school books. And why does everybody follow Texas when it comes to them chopping up the school books? Destroying destroying history, basically.
I know, and why aren't the Texans here in this state? Of course, we just got educated on that this year. They put more of that on TV about the fact they go in and determine what words will be used in these books and so forth, and I'm sure they're rewriting history also. So I haven't heard of any groups out there, but this is something we have got to take up. It's got to be stopped.
It sure does. It sure does. Sorry, I was kind of backtracking on that because you hadn't been on that earlier discussion, and I was trying to get a better handle on what was going on with Texas. Don't mess with Texas. It's like, well, you know, you got to appreciate that Rick Perry pushed back on Common Core, but there's still other aspects of
Texas
education.
Most important the work they did. They passed the bill to make the pecan pie our state pie.
Well, they did that not too long ago. It was probably about 5 years ago now, I think, here in Florida, for it to be key lime pie. It's like you people are so pathetic. This is what you're worrying about?
And that's exactly what I had. It was put in a crawler across the bottom of the TV, and I'm going, is that the most important thing they've got to work on up there?
Yeah, how ridiculous. It is disgusting. It's no wonder why we're falling in. But if the people don't rebel against that kind of nonsense and oppose it, protest it, it's not going to change. I did see something else yesterday, and I'm sure this is another one. I don't know if you saw it. If anybody is out there listening wants to call in and talk about it, there was another Border Patrol who was arrested. They gave and they accused them of, I think they were accusing them of abusing the drug dealer. So once again, we take down the American Border Patrol in support of the drug dealers, the drug smugglers, and everything else. So this was, did you see anything about that too?
I haven't heard a word about that. They were abusing the drug dealer. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Border Patrol has been arrested. Same as what happened a few years back on that stuff. I think it was probably in Arizona, but I'm not sure. It could have been Texas along the border there.
I hadn't heard that. You know, it's just, I did read Arnie Miller's, not Arnie. I'm going to shut up a minute so I can get my brain in gear.
Okay. Okay. I see, Mom Patriot, if you're back online, if the other call's off and you want to dive back into the Common Core stuff and some of the options on how we can control it, make changes to it, please feel free to call back in. Mom Patriot was talking earlier about going to your community, getting involved, sharing information with your community, which, again, I think is so key to the whole thing of what we have to do to save this country. It's a matter of reuniting as Americans. And we've got to do that. Forget the political stuff. Forget the party politics. Just go out there as an American and talk to them. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to, here's what's going on. Are you aware of this? What do you think about what's going on here? Do you want to have the rights to teach your own children, or do you want the government to come in and take your kids away at age 4 or 5, whatever it is they deem to be the appropriate age, and then they're going to go train the kid for you, and you have no children. You know, you truly have no children. They take over your children. They take over the totally nationalize the education system.
Isn't that what they're doing in China?
Well, and that was exactly what I said in the beginning of the show. I said when you think about Common Core, the way I think of it, I think of Common Core as truly being what they did in Russia and what they do in China, where they take the youth. They put them into their own program, and they train them to do whatever they want them to do. And we see it all the time in sports, the gymnastics and the Olympic teams, all stuff. They find the kids that are good, and then they put them into a government program, and they pretty much own them until they're finished and whatever it is that they do.
Yeah, what?
And that's what it is. Yeah.
What I watched a story about on TV is they take these kids, and like you said, from pre-K – and they take and put them in school and put them in class, and they watch them. And whatever areas that they excel at, that's the areas they have to work in and spend the rest of their life doing. In other words, if you can't do anything but dig, if they deem that you're not smart enough to do anything but dig ditches, guess what you're going to do the rest of your life? Dig ditches. If they deem you're smart enough or good enough to be a ballet dancer, then you spend the rest of your life being primed as a ballet dancer. That's what we want for our kids.
And when you think about that, and when you see the different things that they show on TV, the Chinese military and things like that, and you just see that they selected who they wanted, and they were, well, this is what you're going to do with your life, and that's what it is. You're a soldier, you're a troop, and this is where we're going to assign you. We assign you to what your position is going to be in this society, and we decide that at a very early age. And this is the way it is. It's absolutely disgusting.
Now they determine who they're going to. In other words, who's going to make make the most money, like become their stars and whatever in the different fields, and they determine who's going to be their scientists and who are going to be their mathematicians and who's going to sit in sewing shops and sew the rest of their life. I mean, and how can our elected officials sit in Washington and say this is what they want for us? What is it to their benefit to turn this world into a socialistic nation unless there is money to fill their ass pockets with?
That's a mouthful. But it's truth. It's the absolute truth. So let's see. Well, okay. I'm looking out there to see if anybody's placing any comments. So you guys can please join the discussion here. I'm going to look at one other thing I was talking about. The thing with Common Core indoctrination. I mentioned that earlier in data mining and Common Core. Here, and this is Glenn Beck saying, the schools are in more trouble than what we may think. Understanding what indoctrination truly means to the kids, what they're doing to them. And the other, which, as we've talked about here, it doesn't matter what party the people are in. This is all to do with a liberal progressive mentality, and people run as whatever they think they can get elected as. It has nothing to do with what their core values are. Let's see here. This other thing here I was going to read. What is Common Core education? According to the conservative think tank American Principles Project, Common Core's technological project is merely one part of a much broader plan by the federal government to track individuals from birth through participation into the workforce. As columnist author Michelle Malkin has pointed out, the 2009 stimulus package included a state fiscal stabilization fund, to provide state incentives to construct longitudinal data systems, LDS, to collect data on public school students. In other words, an aggregation system to mine personal data on children, including information about their health, family income, religious affiliations, and homework. And then I've got some links out here that I have on the show page. What I just read is on the show page itself, so you can look at it there. And then there's a variety of links to go out there. And it talks about states under Republican leadership fall for Obama's carrot. This is where the next generation, they waive the federal tax dollars, and that's all there is to it. They waive the federal tax dollars and buy into it. Sell out state sovereignty. Who cares about state sovereignty? Who cares about the rights of the parents to raise their own kids? Who cares about freedom, liberty? It's all a true, the total conversion over to a socialistic, communistic society. And that really is what it is. Nothing else you can say.
Well,
and the thing is, what are people going to do? Go ahead.
You can't call the people sitting in Washington liberals, and you can't call them conservatives anymore. You can't. The only thing to call them anymore is communists. They're socialistic communists. That's what they have become. The other thing today, yesterday, I had a brilliant brain fart. The major thing wrong with our country, the second major thing besides Obama and our elected officials, are our scientists. Everything that we are going through now, everything that they're trying to implement and everything, all links back to a scientist. This is a socialistic, a social study on children. Who does that? Scientists, psychologists, psychiatrists. Those people with God complexes.
And you mentioned Ben Carson earlier.
Yep.
Don't you love to hear him talk about the brain, the mind, the school, education?
Oh, yeah.
And he's a funny. I mean, he's a scientist, and I'm bringing him up because he's a brain surgeon.
Well, he's a surgeon. He's not the scientist, though, that sits down and says, oh, we don't know how many times a rat takes a fart, so we have got to get money from the government so we can do that. You know, we don't know how many times a child is going to do so-and-so or tell their mother no. So we're going to have to make a study of that. Why? So that they can build their egos.
Yep. That is, whoops. Sounds like the dog agrees.
Yeah, he's voicing his opinion.
What kind of dog you got again?
Little rat terrier. He thinks he's boss.
Well, we have another caller who wants to share a couple of thoughts here. The last four digits, 1936. You are on the air. Can I get your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. I had an incident today with the school. It's part of Common Core, and I have to admit I'm just getting in on the show. They had my son almost go as a Jew in a brown shirt today. They had him read 1984, and the assignment was a choice to either write an extensive paper or take an easier assignment and wear a red triangle or stripe pinned to his shirt, or and a blue shirt, and wear that and walk around school all week marked. I see that as a resemblance of the brown shirts and the yellow star the Jews had to wear. 1984 was on surveillance, not on the Holocaust. This was KDISD. They did not take the stripe off today when I found out about it. They basically told me I was crazy.
Oh, my God. Jeez. I'm telling you, this is getting so bad. And where was this at?
KDISD at Morton Ranch High School. And they've done this for years. And they're telling me no one has gotten upset.
This is Katy, Texas?
Katy, Texas, Katy Independent School District. Yep. I'd love everybody to look at KDISD.org, get the number and call and ask them why they had our children dressed like Jews in brown shirts.
Have
the one that did the thing with the burkas a while back?
No, this is the one that had the books that they were sexually explicit, had bomb-making materials. They have teachers stalking children, mothers dragged out because they're not allowed to talk on certain subjects, and other mothers allowed to talk because they're trying to protect their children that are being stalked. We have criminal investigations now. Our kids are being stalked down here.
Have you contacted the other parents that you know of and so forth? Or are you getting a group together to fight this?
What I'm doing right now is pushing my sin button, and get the word out of what's going on in KDISD, because it's going on in every one of your schools. It's not the C-Scope here. It's called Web 2.0 Tools. Our superintendent, Mr. Alton Fraley, is the, I believe, vice president of TASA, the Texas Superintendents Association, who is now getting out iCloud. You all need to research. It's on iTunes. At the bottom of the page, you'll see iCloud, where all the superintendents that are associated with the association have gone against their contracts and have gone out and gone past the SBOE approval process on textbooks and said, you don't have to get them approved. We'll give them to you freely through iTunes. Thank you for your time, too, you guys.
Well, thank you for calling in. Now, we're running down to the last couple of minutes here, but please, okay. I'm going to be having several more shows on Common Core, and tell me how much that what you're doing in your area to try. We definitely need for people to call in and share that kind of information and make it so, because sometimes people think you're just imagining this stuff, and you need people who have that firsthand experience with it and let people know how bad it really is out there. They've got to understand it. What was that website again?
The website is kdisd.org to call the school district for the Morton Ranch High School, the iTunes for the iCloud for the Texas Superintendents Association. I go to iTunes. At the bottom of the page, you'll see iCloud, and that's where they're getting the textbooks to the nation without approval process for anything. That's how they're going to go past and go around C-Scope.
C-Scope is what I was talking about earlier. I kept wanting to say C-Scope or C-Score, but I kept going back and forth. But, yeah, and so that's what Texas is doing, and not Common Core, but C-Scope. So
no, we're doing Web 2.0. They have a different name for it here called Web 2.0 tools. They call it something different here, but it's the same curriculum.
Okay. Games they play. And so some people think that Harry is pushing back on Common Core, but it's and he may be pushing back on Common Core as the stereotype routine, but the other stuff is going on there that is just as bad. So okay. Well, we are down to one last minute
here.
Thank you so much. Please tune in because we're going to be doing a lot more discussions about Common Core, and we've got to get the word out there about it, and we need that kind of information. So please call back in. Ms. Texas, got anything else you want to say before we head off here?
Well, I want her to get in touch with the with her legislatures. They may not even be aware of what's going on because they do, you know, how do I say this? The education people are not, the legislators are not in tune with what's actually going on with the education people.
What's up? Exactly. We're definitely not in what's going on. And I'm sorry, we're running out of time here, so I better go ahead and wrap it up. As always, thank you for joining us, tuning in, calling in, Ms. Texas, and we are going to continue fighting for this. Please, everybody, please get involved. We must defeat Common Core. It is not the right thing. And I may have gotten cut off just a minute. Please tune in. Be Americans. May God bless and protect the USA. Good night, everyone.